Radio Narby.
You know, I don't have to ask where you are, I can hear you.
You can hear me. You'd expect me to be about 19 foot, wouldn't you?
Come Friday, much of the clanking around should have ceased, being replaced by music from around 100 acts over 3 days.
I've got a sweat on, I think is the best way of putting it. So, yeah, we're very busy. The stages went up yesterday. The beer's been delivered today. Marquees are going up. PA towers have gone up. We've got the sound engineering towers. And we've got the fencing coming in. And then we've got all the rides and bounce castles coming in tomorrow.
Ben Brettle's one of those behind it.
The way that it's structured, last year we had about 15 bands. This year we've got well over 100. Various acts from various guises of guitar-led music. We've got a comedy. So, yeah, pretty big this year.
Why did you want to make it so much bigger?
Because it's the old ethos of Birtfest is one, we wanted to put on something really big for the area, and two, the bigger it is, the more money we raise, because as we've said throughout, we are a not-for-profit company. 100% of the net profits will be ploughed back into Burton and the surrounding communities.
Gaz Peachman's also one of the organisers.
They can expect a really great weekend of music and entertainment, a real community festival, community vibe, a family-friendly festival, and hopefully just a really good weekend out for anyone, whatever they're into, and also supporting the community at the same time.
I mean, not just the acts, but looking at the structure of the place, how much organising does it take to get the marquees here, the beers here, the blokes here?
Yeah, it's took a lot of organisation. I mean, there's so many aspects to it, not, you know, like you say, not just the band aspect and getting the acts and booking the acts, but the promotion and then just the setting up, you know, like you can see right now and here in the background all the things that are going on. There's lots of marquees and staging being put up. Obviously we've got lots of different contractors coming out and helping us with stuff who mainly are all Burton based companies as well. We've tried to source locally where we can, so it's took a lot of organisation, and the next couple of days and the last couple of days have been very busy and very long.
Last year there was one stage, this year there's four. Everyone's busy, busy, busy.
We knew it was going to be a lot more work, but there was so many things that have cropped up that we just didn't expect to crop up, so many little surprises and little things have happened. So it's been a lot of work, and yeah, it has took us by surprise a little bit.
When it's all over, what do you think you'll do? What do you think you'll think?
It depends how it goes, I guess. I think on Sunday night we'll be celebrating in some way, either celebrating the fact it's gone very well and we've raised lots of money for the community and it's been a successful project, or celebrating that we've got nothing left and we're going to have to reevaluate our whole lives.